and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Hurricane Helene is expected to be a Category 3 storm when it makes landfall along Florida's Big Bend tomorrow. John Daly is the mayor of Tallahassee.
Make sure that everything is secure where you live. But by sundown tonight, it's time to head inside and it's time to be safe.
With Israel possibly planning a ground operation in Lebanon, the pressure is on to find a solution. Secretary of State Antony Blinken today.
With regard to Lebanon, we've been working tirelessly with partners to avoid a full-blown war and to move to a diplomatic process that would allow Israelis and Lebanese alike to go back to their homes.
CBS's Bob Costa is on the campaign trail, both candidates in battleground states.
What we're watching here is a battle for the South. North Carolina, Georgia, these are crucial, crucial fronts in the 2024 race. And part of the reason is industry and the economic outlook in these states.
CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man from Wisconsin is dead after falling from Devil's Tower in Wyoming. Authorities say 21-year-old Stuart Porter of Eau Claire was rappelling down the rock formation when he fell on Saturday. A climber with Porter was stranded and had to be rescued. Seven people have died while climbing Devil's Tower over more than 100 years of recreational climbing. The current farm bill expires on Monday. Advocates say Congress should pass funding that benefits small Wisconsin farms.
To neglect that is basically just picking winners and losers within the agricultural economy.
Chuck Anderis is with the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute. He says he's also concerned about climate smart language, which may only benefit big farms. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following our upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, September 26th, there's a special meeting for the North Central Region Highway Commissioners. It will be held at 8:30 a.m. at the Country Air Restaurant in Stratford. The North Central Wisconsin Tourism Partnership Board of Directors will meet at 10 a.m. at the Marinette County Courthouse. The South Central Library System Board of Trustees will meet at 12:15 at the SCLS headquarters in Madison. The Marshfield Fairgrounds Commission will meet at 1:30 at the 2nd Street Community Center in Marshfield. This is the rescheduled meeting from Tuesday. It will be held in the Wine Room. The Wood County Health and Human Services Committee will meet at 5 at the Wood County Annex and Health Center Classroom in Marshfield. In Adams County, the Economic Development Meeting will take place from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. at the Gunderson Moundview Hospital in Friendship. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
A potential playoff preview looms this week. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Milwaukee Brewers are all but locked into the third seed in next month's MLB playoffs. The NL Central champions beat Pittsburgh yesterday 7-2. The Brewers will play the Pirates again this evening. This weekend, Milwaukee takes on the New York Mets in what could be a playoff matchup. Green Bay has won two in a row with backup quarterback Malik Willis at the helm. Coach Matt LaFleur said Willis has picked up the offense quickly.
I just cannot articulate the job that he's done in the short period of time. People can't fathom it. I promise you. You guys don't get it. I know you think you got it, but you don't get it. What he's been able to do is, I've never seen something like this.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced all of last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain, but could return this week. Kickoff against the Minnesota Vikings is at noon on Sunday. And former Packers quarterback Brett Favre said during a congressional hearing on welfare reform Tuesday that he has Parkinson's disease. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A clear sky tonight, a low around 50. Mostly sunny and warmer for tomorrow, a high in the upper 70s. And near 80 degrees and mostly sunny Friday. For the upcoming weekend, more sunshine than clouds and temps stay mild with highs around 80. Right now it's 73.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. It's the Big Ten opener in SoCal against USC. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
The Second Amendment is designed to keep the power in this country with the people.
It's not the Second Amendment that preserves power in the people. It's elections, you moron. A dictator like Donald Trump that is a king and immune from prosecution. That is what erodes democracy. Kamala Harris and Uncle Tim Walz, they own guns. Nobody's coming for them. Chillax, Glenn. Get yourself some facts.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as our West Coast trip continues live from Los Angeles, California, Hermosa Beach. Kelly Call, former CBS executive and producer of Just a Bit Outside, joins us live.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, September 25th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, with you here today at 4:30. We're going to welcome in our friend Lisa from the ODC. We'll be talking with them about a bunch of great events that they have going on. Right now, we have with us in studio Jason Gruenberg, Director of Wood County Planning and Zoning with our county of Wood County here and everything. So, Jason, I wanted to make sure to get your name right there. And I got a little tongue-tied because I didn't ask you beforehand. Did I get your last name right?
You're doing good. It's Greenberg.
Greenberg. Okay. Greenberg. All right. Well, thank you for that, man. Appreciate it. We also want to send a big shout out to our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Big thank you to them for being here as always. And Jason, real quick before we get going with you, I wanted to thank our good friend Lance Plimmel. Lance was going to be here today, was unable to be, and him and his team were able to come up with a great stand-in for us. So we appreciate that from Lance and appreciate you stepping up and coming in today with us.
You guys are B-team today. I know he had a busy week here because the Wisconsin Counties Association had their annual conference, and right now I believe the County Operations Committee is reviewing budgets today, so me being here got me out of being called into those meetings. I appreciate it.
Oh, hey, we're happy to help anytime, man. Anytime you need to get, you know what, I got to do radio today, guys. I'm sorry, I got to
go.
Exactly.
Much appreciated.
Honestly, this is really fun for us in the audience because we haven't had a chance to hang out and talk with you before, and you're able to give us some insight and talk about some things that we don't get a chance to very often on the air here. So I really do appreciate the time from you today. And I want to start off getting kind of a Wood County update for the audience. And coming up not too long from now, we are going to be featured in a couple of really cool places. One of those, Discover Wisconsin.
Yes.
Our audience is very familiar with Discover Wisconsin, not only the years that they have been entertaining us and everything, but they've joined us on these airwaves here before. Good people over there. We'd like to shout them out any chance we get. And we're going to be featured on one of their shows coming up.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Actually, what led up to this is we did some work with them last year on some episodes called Uniquely Wisconsin, which we'll talk about in a little bit here. But then as a follow-up to that work, they realized that Wood County wanted to do some more marketing efforts, try to get more people into Wood County here. And the reason we're trying to do that right now in Wood County is we, as you're probably aware, a lot of people are aware, we have a stagnant or declining population. And we're hoping to attract some people to the county here to possibly, you know, leave their tourism dollars here, but maybe consider making this a home. Mm-hmm. So Wood County's been investing in a lot of quality of life things and some advertising, marketing to try and draw interest to Wood County for those reasons, kind of trying to take a proactive approach. Plus, you know, a lot of other counties are kind of doing similar things out there. And we don't want to get left behind with this opportunity here. When I was first approached with the opportunity to do a Discover Wisconsin episode, you know, didn't really know what exactly we'd focus on. There's a lot of different great things happening in the county here, but what would we really focus on? What would that episode look like? And so I reached out to our Parks and Forestry Director, Chad Schooley, and asked his thoughts about this, if he thought that would be a good investment of county funds and things like that. And he felt it would. I mean, we've talked a lot about Discover Wisconsin. I think everybody knows that brand. It's a very, very strong brand, not just in Wisconsin, but the whole Midwest here. And in my conversation with Chad, he had mentioned that Wood County is celebrating 90 years of parks this coming year. And when he mentioned that, I knew we had you know, the foundation for episode here. We went forward with it. So we brought that proposal to the county board, and they're very excited about it. Not only is this an opportunity to you know, make people aware of Wood County for tourism opportunities, but also a way to celebrate 90 years of the beautiful parks we have here. So we're very excited about it. And the Discover Wisconsin team has been great to work with.
That's really good to hear. And thank you for the backstory on that and how this came to be. I was curious about that part of it. I do a lot on this topic because we you know, for the last couple of years, I've interviewed our mayor, whoever that might be, and I've interviewed about three different mayors now, and not just our mayors here in Rapids, but some others. And the topic has come up a number of times about, you know, basically how many, you know, population and how cities do. And in this, and knowing this would come up today, I was looking into this around the country. And I saw a mayor talking about how they are in a very desperate situation to bring more people to their community and how hard they're working at this. And that was the mayor of San Francisco.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's one of the most beautiful cities in our country. So even in San Francisco, this is an issue. This is an issue all over, not just rural communities, but big cities, small cities. Everybody is worried about keeping people in their community and bringing new people in.
Exactly.
And how communities are approaching this is very unique. And every community in America has something to sell. Every community in America has something going forward or something that's great about it. Right. That's one of the things we love about our country. It's one of the, and I'm a little bit of a biased. I'm a homer, and I'll admit that. But I generally think, it don't mean I'm wrong. I think that every community has something that they can hang their hat on. When it comes to trying to compete with literally thousands and thousands of other communities around the country and everything, that seems a little bit like, not, I don't want to say daunting, but a lot to kind of like, okay, what you got kind of moment. I feel good about where we stand on that, though. I do, too.
And I'm approaching this from a little bit different angle, too, on the economic development side. You know, not only is our population projected to decline, our population is aging. That's also no secret here. And families are having less kids. And so when you talk economic development, attracting new employers, a lot of times they're looking for workforce. If we don't have a strong workforce here, we're not going to attract new employers to stimulate our economy here. So that's really kind of concerning to me. So that's why the county is really on board with the idea of maintaining our population and growing it. You know, and we do have some great things to share here, and, you know, really proud of that.
Absolutely. And something that we've talked about, actually, Matt and I have talked about this, and we've talked about it with some others, too. You know, for those that don't know, if you want to bring a certain business into town, a big name, a corporate brand or something in, more times than not, especially if it's a food business or a drink business or something, they're going to see what your population is.
Oh, yeah.
And they won't let you have a franchise in that city if it's a smaller population.
Yes, a lot of it's demographics based.
Yeah. So there, as far as the economic part of this, that's a huge part of it too, as far as keeping your population healthy and being able to bring in new businesses, which brings in new jobs, et cetera, et cetera. It's a domino kind of effect with this, where it almost all begins with population.
Yeah, and you make a good point there. You know, city government, local government, county government, we don't plan. It's hard to plan your future budgets based on a declining population. Mm-hmm. You really need to have some kind of growth or to have a healthy quality of life and budgeting in the future.
The Discover Wisconsin episode that the Wisconsin Rapids is going to be featured in, do we know when that episode is going to premiere?
So we're going to have one release this fall. I believe it's October 19th or 20th, and then one this coming spring. And that'll be released in the Midwest market. So you have North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, Northern Illinois, and Wisconsin. So
right on.
I believe that's supposed to hit about 220,000 viewers per episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a few million annually that they draw in.
That's, I mean, those are some eyeballs that may not even know of this area that are going to see that and everything. So, yeah, I mean, just a great opportunity. And a shout-out to not only you and the team and everybody that worked on that, but certainly Discover Wisconsin and them being a part of this and coming to town and hanging out with us. And you mentioned, Jason, that this started with Uniquely Wisconsin.
Yes, it did.
Can you tell us a little about that?
So that's a program that was started by the Wisconsin Counties Association in partnership with Discover Media Works or Discover Wisconsin. And so what they wanted to do is highlight through shorter episodes the people and the economy that make places in Wisconsin special. Rather than, you know, having a 20-minute episode like Discover Wisconsin, these episodes are 7-8 minutes. And we signed up with them to do 3 episodes. And being in Wood County, you have to be aware that we have 2 population centers, and then we have a rural population in between. And we try to you know, see some equity as far as it goes. Mm-hmm. So we want to have something in North Wood County, something South Wood County, and something to cover the rural areas. So we decided to shoot an episode in Northwood County at the C2 Makerspace. Mm-hmm. It's a makerspace for STEM careers that's housed at the UW up there. And Hastrider Industries was kind of the spearheaded that. And there's been a lot of people that contributed to that effort up there. But basically what they're trying to do is get kids exposed to hands-on career skills, like 3D printers and things like that, in hopes that they have you know, create like a feeder for the industries up there. So we did one episode there. We also did one in Powers Bluff. It was on the Bluff to Bluff race. It's a 7-mile race. It's done every year. So part of the story was on that and the people behind that, as well as Powers Bluff and the increase in mountain bike trails or that they've done last few years here. Then the final episode we did was on the State Water Ski Show on Lake Wasatcha. Yeah. And that talked a lot about the history of the ski show in Wood County, how it started here, as well as the families, you know, behind that, and the big draw it brings this area as far as tourism dollars.
Yeah, and great episodes. Great choices, I think, too. It's a tough task to try to find events or things that will really be a signature or really sell this particular area. I think you guys knocked it out of the park. I think those are all great options right there.
Yeah, I'd really encourage people to check out those episodes if they can. Yeah. At some point, we're going to do some kind of release in the county here. So people are, exposed to those episodes. But you can see those on Discover Wisconsin. They're also housed on YouTube, Instagram, and I believe Facebook and things like that.
Yeah.
So they're out there. So even, when we do these productions now, it's not just a one viewing opportunity. They're out there for years to come. So we should get a return on investment out of them.
That's the phrase I was looking at, too, was a return on your investment. I think more and more people are all turning into my dad. My father, my whole life, I don't care if it's a 25-cent gumball or whatever it is. You got your money's worth out of that. It's always been that way with him.
It is.
You look at that and you're like, well, yeah, it's a return on the investment right there. I mean, just the amount of views that you can get out of something like that. The fact that it stays out there nowadays, that's such a positive to that somebody a couple of years from now and they get a job offer in this area and they're thinking of moving here. And I wonder, I can look this kind of thing up and see something like that now.
Exactly.
More and more communities are probably going to be doing these kind of things. It's good to see that we are in front of that. We are ahead of that. I don't know the proper way to say this. I'm not a wordsmith, but to me, and I don't think I'm alone in this one, I think as citizens, one of the things we can ask is, are you trying? Right. Are you at least trying to bring people in, trying to keep people here, those things? There is a lot to be said for effort. And, man, we've got that. We see that our officials are trying, are working very hard at it.
I'm happy people are seeing that because I feel the same way, too. We have a very conservative board. Even in local government, too, I think, being fiscally conservative. I think that's a great thing. But at the same point, they're asking the questions about the return on investment and they're looking towards the future. I think they realize, too, that this area, Wood County, is going through kind of a crossroads or a transition as far as the economy goes with the paper industry and even medical up in Marshfield. So they're well aware of that.
It's also, I think, noteworthy, too, when we're talking about this area, we're talking about selling this area. It can be very low-hanging fruit to me to pick on things or to talk about the negatives or what have you. Name me how many communities that you know of that have a baseball team, have a hockey team, that have a new athletic facility, that have a water park. I can keep going. I haven't even gotten to the biggest water ski show in the world. There's so many different things that this area has to sell for it that we, just on that surface alone, I think, I like the hand we were dealt here. I feel pretty good about that. There are other areas don't even have half of that. And some local areas around here that I've visited recently that are hurting right now and don't have even a quarter of that to sell from their area. So I think having some perspective when it comes to this is also important going forward. And before we go on to talking a little bit about the grant that I want to get into with you, Jason, one note that I think that is really important about this, you guys are doing a great job selling this area. Discover Wisconsin, Uniquely Wisconsin, all these factors doing a great job selling it. Nothing sells an area better than you. You out there, you sell this area.
The way
we treat people from outside, the way we treat each other, all of those things, that's what sells this area better than anything
else. Yeah, they're ambassadors for Wood County here. So I hope when people see these videos, they forward those out to people that don't live here, so that they maybe want to check out this area. Give it a shot.
Yeah. We're speaking with Jason from the Wood County Planning and Zoning Committee. I don't know why I'm so tongue-tied with Wood County today. It's not like I don't say it every day. Jason, I wanted to get into this grant that was tentatively approved for the 2025 season to help fund economic development projects here in Wood County.
Yeah.
Can you break this down for us? Why is this grant so vital, so important to our area?
Well, first off, it's something that's really kind of unique. Mm-hmm. Most counties don't do something like this. A lot of counties have economic development corporations that kind of lead economic development. Wood County does not, so they rely on me and some other county staff to kind of move efforts forward. One of the persons that's real integral right now is Kayla Rombalski with Extension Office. She's a community educator that focuses on economic development. So Wood County is kind of putting their money where the mouth is. They want to promote economic growth here. And they realize they have limited resources, so we depend on a lot of other partnerships and people to move economic development forward. So a few years ago, Wood County developed what we call it's a REDI plan, REDI, Rural Economic Development Innovation plan. It's basically our economic development strategy. And there's a lot of different things we feel we need to do, and they're focusing on broadband, housing, entrepreneur ecosystem, childcare, and branding and recreational mapping, resource mapping, things like that. And now the county is, kind of backing up implementation of those in those areas by providing funding to our partners out there. Yeah. So for many years, we provided some level of support to the chambers, the airports, and other entities out there. But now, in the past few years, we've opened it up to nonprofits and local units of government that are helping implement economic development strategies in the county. So we had an application period this year that opened up, I believe, in May and closed in mid-June. And we had 18 different applications that came in. Four of those were recurring requests. The recurring requests were from the Marshfield Airport, Alexander Field and Rapids, and then the Chambers of Commerce, our Wisconsin Chamber mm-hmm. in Rapids, and Mackey up in Marshfield. Hmm. And then the remaining 14 were new requests that came in, and they were kind of all over the board as far as what they were for. Some of them were for, well, one was for like Red Sands Beach dredging, to help with the ski show there. We had some money put towards the boat landing in the city of Nakusa right now because there's some conflicting or a lot of pressure on that landing, let's put it that way.
Right, right. Well said, yeah.
Yeah, another one was for a what's called a welcome back grant in city of Marshfield because most, as you might know, a lot of the businesses face Central Avenue there.
Yeah.
And it's kind of noisy and things like that. A lot of the parking's in the back. So what they're looking to do there is put some money towards facade replacement or improvements in the back of the building to make it better,
a nicer experience
for the customers here and attract some of the more outdoor use to the back of the building.
Yeah.
But those are just some of the grants that were approved. A lot of times when those grant requests come forward, the SEED committee or the Conservation, Education, Economic Development Committee that oversees my department, when they review those grants, they look at the return on investment to the county here, as well as what kind of match funding is put, towards the grant request.
Yeah.
And in a lot of cases, they don't fund the whole grant application. They'll do a partial funding with the resources that we have there. So it's been a real positive program for many years here, and there's been many, many projects that this has helped, make possible.
And it looks like some of these were even had matching funds to them.
Yeah, most cases they did. In a lot of cases, it was far more than a match.
That's always a positive when it comes to these. It kind of not only obviously for the funding and the economic part of it, but just kind of knowing that you're not alone in this, that something else has your back that helps out with this too.
Right. And a lot of people might ask why some of these projects are considered economic development. The real reason is we're trying to create that quality of place in Wood County. And with that quality of place, hopefully people look to locate here or people that are living here now will decide to stay here long term.
Yeah, if you don't mind, Jason, not to speak for you, but I feel like you already answered that with the first 20 minutes of the conversation here, what we were talking about. This all ties together.
Right.
This grant, which is going to be put to really good use, because I'm looking at this list here, and we'll tell people where they can find this list as well when we get done. But I see all of these are needs.
Yes, all
of this. I don't see anything on here where I'm like, I don't know if we needed to do that. Like, number one on the list, anything involving childcare. Anything involving childcare, we can help childcare.
Well, the childcare grant was approved here, but it was approved with county ARPA funds.
Right, right. Sorry. So. But just, and that's a good, really strong point to make. I appreciate that. But just seeing, looking at the, glancing at the list, even let alone diving into it, every one of these things are important. I can see a vital factor for, and coming back to whole, keeping people in your community or bringing people to your community, every one of these, you can find a tie-in with that.
Right.
Nobody is moving. You mentioned jobs earlier. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest factors that I came across in my research, nobody's moving to areas that don't have good childcare. Right. They're just not doing that. And what do you want to bring into your community? You looking to bring in single guys like me or something like that? Yeah. No, you're looking to bring in families.
Yeah, and right now we're in an area that's considered a childcare desert. So,
and this is one of those factors that, so we do, we take care of these things and maybe we can get to that. We can't get to this before we take care of that. Right. You know, so many. So this grant, I'm seeing so many different things on here as positives and ways of us improving our community, along with, of course, what we were talking about in the beginning here, keeping people in the community and bringing people to the community.
Yes, yes.
When it comes to what you do, Jason, and or as far as this grant and everything, is there anything else that you think the audience should know about this before we wrap up? Got a minute or two left here.
Oh boy, I just think this is a great program. It's kind of gone through some growing pains in the last few years because the amount the county has been putting towards this has grown. But with that, it's just been outstanding. Like I said, you won't find this in every county. It's just a great opportunity to see some of these projects move forward. The county really is putting, you know, money where their mouth is when it comes to the future of the county here and investing in economic development. So I give them all the credit for this because I don't make the approvals on these grant applications. It's the Wood County Board that does that, and the seed mm-hmm. committee that does that. So I give them the credit for what we're seeing out there happen in this area.
And again, I think that it's noteworthy, too, that with all the things we've been talking about with Jason today, all of this, we're seeing effort. We're seeing people working, putting, and not just throwing something at the wall and seeing if it sticks. There's data, there's research, there's community interaction going on with this. There's a lot of people coming together to make these decisions, to come up with these ways that we can improve our community.
Yeah. One thing we mentioned, too, with our economic development strategy the county has, we have different areas of focus, like in housing, broadband, child care, etc. We have over 100 people from Wood County and outside the county on teams or task forces trying to move those efforts forward. So we realize we have limited county resources, you know, as far as county staff goes. Yeah. We need extra help, though, there. So we've enlisted a lot of other people in there helping. And like to do a shout out to them and thank them for all the work that they've done towards this.
Absolutely. Yeah, a big thank you to them and a big thank you to you for being here today. You did it, man. We're done. You did it. Nice work. Jason, if people have follow-up questions, want to know more about some of what we talked about today, how can they reach you?
I'll probably just call my office. It's 715-421-8466.
We just never call ourselves, you know. It's such a. It's what was my number again? I'm having a hard time thinking of my phone number right now.
Yeah.
But I will encourage people to go to wirapids.org and go to the city's website, find out more information there, and certainly reach out to the team and Jason and the team if you have further questions.
And if people want to get involved with economic development, please reach out to me. I can find a place for you that you'd fit.
Absolutely, Jason. We'll talk again real soon. Thanks a lot for the time, man.
Thank you, James. It's been a pleasure.
And a big thank you to our friends over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Do yourself a favor. Go to YouTube, type it in your search bar, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Subscribe to their page and keep up to date with the great work that they are doing. We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabe.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Some of Wisconsin's smaller public water systems will share nearly $500,000 in grants to fight PFAS and manganese pollution. These are systems that have been ineligible for help in the past. The money will go toward new wells, new water treatment systems, or connecting to other public water systems. Former Green Bay Packers star Brett Favre dropped the bombshell during Capitol Hill testimony on his role in a welfare fraud scheme in Mississippi yesterday.
Sadly, I also lost an investment in a company that I believed was developing a breakthrough concussion drug I thought would help others. And I'm sure you'll understand why it's too late for me because I've recently been diagnosed with Parkinson's.
The doctor at the center of the scandal pleaded guilty to wire fraud in July. Favre denies any wrongdoing. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The 27-year-old man who was killed in a traffic crash on Monday has been identified. Anthony A. Paplinski of Spencer died after a two-vehicle crash on September 23rd in Marathon County. No other information is being released at this time. There's a critical need for blood and platelets to keep the blood supply stable in the nation. The American Red Cross is amplifying the call for donors of all blood types, and especially those with type O blood. Only 3 out of 100 Americans donate blood. If you can give blood by September 30th, you'll receive a $15 e-gift card, and those who give during the month of October will receive a $10 Amazon gift card by email. You can donate in Marshfield at the Holiday Inn on September 30th from 11 to 5, at Lake Arrowhead on October 10th from noon to 5, and at McMillan Library on October 17th from 10 to 3. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. All of Batman's tangential characters do well with spinoffs. Case in point, HBO saw some big numbers for the premiere of The Penguin. Variety is reporting 5.3 million viewers in the first 4 days since being released. That is the most amount of eyes on a Max show since the premiere of The Last of Us 18 months ago. The show stars Colin Farrell as the title character. In a million years, you'd never recognize him. The story picks up a week after the events of 2022's The Batman, where mob kingpin Carmine Falcone dies and director Matt Reeves says the story will mesh with Batman 3, which he says is all part of his epic crime saga. Speaking of Farrell, the actor says playing the role of the Penguin takes him to some pretty dark places. How dark? The actor says some days after filming, he just sits and watches Pixar movies. To help shake the darkness after long days of shooting, Farrell says he improves his mood by watching the Toy Story films for something light and beautiful. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A clear sky tonight, a low around 50. Mostly sunny and warmer for tomorrow, a high in the upper 70s. And near 80 degrees and mostly sunny Friday. For the upcoming weekend, more sunshine than clouds and temps stay mild with highs around 80. Right now it's 73.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I am sharing some good news about prices and inflation. Inflation is back to normal. Yes, you heard that right. All the price craziness that we've had to deal with because of the pandemic and supply chain issues, tariffs, companies gouging our prices, it's coming back down. This summer, inflation dropped to its normal level, under 3%, which is a great sign for our economy. Now, I'm old enough to remember going to the White Hen with two quarters and walking out with a pop. So prices are still higher than that, but we're really getting back into some normal after all that COVID cost chaos. I love me some normal. And that was today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube, or you can text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Pat Kreitlow,
Thursday morning, we'll catch up with another state Senate candidate trying to make a difference as part of our Women Win Wisconsin segment, powered by Motherhood for Good.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, September 25th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. Welcoming into the studio right now, our great friends from the ODC. We have Lisa Rouse with us, Public Relations and Fund Development Manager over at the ODC. Lisa, good to see you. Thanks for being
you
here.
You as well. Thank you.
We got a lot to talk about today because there's a lot of great things going on over at our ODC. I do want to thank you for not only being in with us today, but thank you and all the good people over there and all the good work that they do in this community. And we got a fun one to kick things off. A free community exchange that is happening at the ODC. What can we tell people about this?
Right. We were going to call it a garage sale, but it's not a sale because we're giving everything away. There was one of our interns came to us and said that she just saw a need with some of the people that she worked with. And she said, if there's a need there, there's probably a bigger need everywhere. So let's open it up to the public to donate items that they want to get rid of or need to get rid of, and then offer those items that have been donated and give them away for free.
It's a beautiful idea. It's a beautiful event, and then to actually pull it off.
Oh yeah,
like that is a challenge.
I
can only imagine the logistics and the amount of different things behind the scenes that got to happen in order to get to this point.
Yes.
So first, I want to thank you and your team and all the community members that donated items and everything, because that doesn't happen without all of those factors.
I agree.
And then here we are, where we're at this moment. We get to have this event, and I don't need to sign up for a rewards program. I don't need to hit a QR code.
No.
I don't need to jump through hoops.
You don't.
None of that. I mean, nowadays, that's just a gift right there, let alone.
Absolutely.
this is something that the ODC does time in and time out, where they see a community need. They hear from the community. They see something. And honestly, it just my opinion, go above and beyond and step up in an area that I don't know that anybody was expecting you guys to, that saw, oh, well, where's the ODC doing on this topic?
Right.
You know, that's not necessarily what, you know, but you do. Nonetheless, you go above and beyond. Nonetheless, the ODC does. And this makes us love and appreciate our ODC all the more and the good work that's being done over there.
Right.
Now, this event itself, the items have already been donated, so we're not looking for new items
not
for that
or anything. Not looking for anything. I got to tell you, the response from the community was overwhelming. The entire back of our warehouse is full. Just all we did was put out a call on Facebook. That Facebook post got shared 286 times.
Wow.
And the community showed up and brought us so many great things. It's overwhelming when you see that people see a need and want to meet it.
Mm-hmm.
So we had only 2 days of drop-offs and one evening from 4 until 6, and our entire back of our warehouse is full.
Yeah, shout out to this community.
Yeah, great outpouring of, you're right, people want to help. And you're right, we weren't expecting to do this. We decided to do it. We put out a call. The people responded, and here we are. We'll be starting to do a giveaway tomorrow.
And that's so cool. And we'll get into the details of where you can go to find this and everything in a moment. When it comes to the type of items people can expect there, we are talking about items that are brought over, donated.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind, certainly.
Correct.
But also keep in mind, everybody, I understand if you guys don't know this out there, some of our older members or people in my age range or anything like that, I only know it because I work with young people all the time.
Sure.
This is one of the cooler things you can do nowadays.
Yeah.
Is not only repurposing things, but repurposed clothes, thrift stores, these kind of things. That's where kids are going now for back to school shopping and all
they
that
are.
Like that's the hip thing now.
And
by using the word hip, I've showed how old I am and that I am not cool. But you could be cool by getting these items and actually doing this. Like this is a big part of the push going forward here.
It really is.
The younger generations get this. We've got enough stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to be making more stuff.
I agree.
We need to be repurposing the things that we have. And this event does all of that while also getting needed items to people that need them.
Correct.
Like, talk about a win-win kind of situation.
It really is.
And all of this, and we get to highlight the ODC.
Right.
We get to talk about the cool things that are going on over there, the great people that are over there. Just a win-win-win for this community. And you mentioned, Lisa, that this event is kicking off tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow we start at 9 a.m. It goes from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. p.m. If you ask our PR director, she will say if there are people there, we will not close down. So open for the community to come and look. We have a lot of clothing. We have a lot of household goods, so your kitchen items and dishware and small kitchen appliances, stuff like that. A lot of outerwear for winter, which it does not feel like it right now, but will be upon us soon.
Oh, yeah.
Shoes, just pretty much anything you imagine. The only thing we did not take in is anything like electronics, computers and whatnot, and furniture.
Okay. Oh, good to know. Good to know with those. And where is the event taking place?
So it's right at ODC. Our warehouse, the garage door will be open. We will have carts outside because, of course, we have great weather right now. So there'll be places for you to look outside on our carts with all of our clothing. So it's at 1191 Huntington Avenue. And again, it's in our warehouse area.
And along with all of these things, while we're encouraging you to show up to this event and take some items home, you are encouraged to bring some, if you can, for the resource shelf.
Yeah, so we have Ashley, who's in our PR department, a project that is very near and dear to her heart. We have resources available in our mental health clinic, and it's for people that just need, we have a pantry for food. We have diapers for the littles, for the kids, things that people that are just expensive right now, that they can just walk in, no pressure, don't have to even talk to anyone, open up that resource pantry and take what they need. We have kits for men. We have kits for women, just those things that bathroom needs and whatnot. All of that is just there. And it's a project that's very near and dear to our hearts, and we'll be looking for those items as well.
Again, you get me speechless, and I got to talk for a living here. It's not good. It's not good radio,
but
I can't help it because I hear those kind of things, and I'm already the audience is known by now. I've interviewed the ODC enough. I'm biased. I love the ODC, and I make no bones about that. But then I hear things like this, and it's not just that you're reminded of how much you appreciate the ODC. You're reminded of the things in the gray areas in our community that don't get touched on often.
Right.
That so often it's our nonprofits that step up and cover those areas, like what you guys are doing with a program like that. I want to make sure that not just myself, but our radio stations champion that. After off air, I want to get a couple notes from you on that so we can remind people about that exists and how they can add to that if they'd like to. So we'll talk, Lisa, a little bit more off air about that. But what a great program.
It is.
A shout out to everybody over there. And I'm sorry, whose program is this?
So Ashley, in our PR department, she really keeps a close eye on that, puts the call up when there is a need out on Facebook. And again, I'm always amazed at the response that people give when they see that need.
Yeah, shout out to her and the whole team over there, everybody working on this, and the community for stepping up like they do. Again, the free community exchange is happening at the ODC in Wisconsin Rapids at 1191 Huntington Avenue. This is open to the public. All are welcome. Come and shop for clothes and home decor items for free.
For free.
And this is going on, as you said, Lisa, tomorrow from 9 to 6 and also on Friday, it looks like.
Yep, from 9 a.m. until noon. But again, if there are people there, we will keep it open. So come and get stuff if you have a need.
We're speaking with Lisa Rouse, Public Relations and Fund Development Manager with our ODC. And Lisa, another thing that I should mention, I love the ODC. I'm a little biased when it comes to that, and I am a huge Halloween guy. I'm sure that's shocking to you. Maybe a little bit. But no, I love Halloween, love talking about Halloween, and we get the chance to do that right now because you guys are going to be doing something kind of cool in that warehouse when it comes to Halloween.
Yeah, so we're going to clean out our warehouse after this event, and we're going to switch gears and get ready for Halloween.
Yeah.
Last year I had just started with ODC when they held this free haunted house. So I was maybe like a week in and I got to help decorate and set up. And I went, oh my goodness, like this is part of my job. How cool. They didn't know what to expect. First year out, a free event open to families. And we had over 2,500 people attend in the two nights.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, pardon the pun, but it was a little scary.
Yeah.
You know, you welcome the public in, and then we just didn't know.
Like, literally every person in this community showed up pretty much.
Great.
Like,
it was great.
The next day, Seth and I were doing the morning show together. He comes in, and the first thing out of his mouth, he always says good morning or something, not even close. He's like, man, that haunted house was amazing.
Yeah.
Like, he just went on and on about it. You guys really did a great job with this.
Yeah, it was really fun. We had 2 days to set up. Not sure how we pulled that off, except that so many people at ODC are just willing when they see that, again, there's a need. We need to do this event, and we're just going to do what it takes to make it happen. Listened to a lot of feedback last year. It was very interesting. I was at the door and watched all these littles come with their costumes and their little buckets, and we're looking for maybe more of a trick-or-treating experience, and we did not have that for them. So we switched gears this year and really listened to what people were looking for, decided to expand it, which again is a little scary, and we're going to have 2 experiences this year.
Cool.
So we're going to run people through the same part that they did last year, but there's a point where they're going to come to a crossroads and they will have a choice. And they can either take the chicken lane, which is more for for the littles, for kids, and maybe those parents, because I've even had some reach out that say, I don't like scary stuff. Do I have to do the scary one? No, you do not. They can go through the chicken lane, which is more trick-or-treating style, carnival, and then a sensory lab, the mad scientist lab, that they'll
Great
get to
idea.
Do some sensory things before they go out.
Such good ideas.
Yeah.
Now, this is, as you mentioned, an ambitious project.
It is.
And something that isn't necessarily in your guys' wheelhouse, but has become a part of your wheelhouse.
You've had to.
and you have done a great job at that, but we want to be able to help with that any way we can as a community, like we always do with our nonprofits and especially our ODC. So we can actually help with this, Lisa.
You can. So what we did, because we're creating 2 experiences, one for the kids, and what we really need, because they're going to be doing carnival games, is we need bags of candy as prizes. Those are going to be our prizes for all the different games. And so bags of Halloween candy would be super helpful for that area. Also, a really strange thing that we're looking for is pool noodles.
Yeah.
We're a little out of season for that, but if anybody has pool noodles, if they could drop those off at ODC, that would be great. However, we are also running the scary part through our warehouse. And it's going to go through our production area and through the warehouse. And in order to pull that off, there are some specific things that we need. We have a whole list on our website. If you go to odc.com and then click on events, the Haunted Warehouse 2024 is on there, and there is a list of needs. But there's things like caution tape, black plastic sheeting, spider webs. If anybody can bring in spider webs. There's just things that we need to create those paths through the warehouse so that nobody goes off of them and we keep everybody safe.
Orange and purple string, beef netting, plastic spiders, as you mentioned there. Gently use Bluetooth speakers. I know for a fact there's some people out there that have extras of those that they're not using anymore. A lot of these, when it comes to these items, while that we want them to be in good use, they don't have to be perfect. They don't have to be pristine.
Nope.
That's it. And actually, sometimes it may add to the decor, the macabre, about that. You know your house, you know what you have, and you know if you have extras of things or things that you're just not using anymore. So reach out to the ODC and see, well, hey, I have this thing. Could you use this? I think that's an idea, too.
Absolutely. They can reach out to me, and I have had several people reach out to me saying, I have this. This is something that you might be able to use. And it's not, when you look at our list that we have, including our Amazon wish list, there are a lot of things on there. But we're looking at doing this every year. So we want to not just rely on the public, but we want to build our own inventory.
Yeah.
So that's part of what we're looking for. So please reach out.
And that speaks to the spirit of the ODC, the striving for independence, working towards independence. And oftentimes what we need, not just members of the ODC, but our own community members, myself, plenty of us out there, oftentimes we want to be able to do that. And all we need to be able to do that is just a hand up.
Just an extra help, a little bit here or there, and we'll take it from there.
Yep.
And that is the clients at the ODC, that is so many people in our community. It is really the spirit of what the ODC does, no pun intended with that. But
right?
So this event, doing this while you're adding to this event with these items and everything, and then you get to show up there and take in the event and see your item in the warehouse and all this stuff.
Right.
All of that not only feels good, but can remind you of the work of the ODC and the work that we really all have as a community.
Right.
Oftentimes, I'm not surprised as I get older by people's interactions with the ODC and wanting to be involved with it in any way they can, volunteering, donating items or anything, because I think when it comes to the clients, when it comes to the staff there, it is relatable. Mm-hmm. There is a relatability, and I don't think I would have noticed that as a kid. How would I feel relatable to somebody going through these issues or something?
Yeah.
But we find more and more that I know that I don't know exactly what they're going through, but I can empathize with it, or I'm going through something similar.
Yeah.
So it's not surprising to see so many people in the community want to be a part of things at the ODC and help out any way we can.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when you got cool events going on like the Haunted Warehouse coming up.
Yeah.
Let's tell people about that and when that is going to be run.
So the Haunted Warehouse is a free family event. It's coming up on Friday, October 18th. It starts at 6 and goes until 9:30, and then we're going to repeat it again on Saturday, October 19th from 6 until 9:30. We will have a strict cutoff at 9:30. We do not want to keep our volunteers way later. It's a very long day for them. So we will have a strict line cutoff at 9:30 for people going through.
Is this an event that you have to register for or anything?
No. Cool. All you have to do is show up. We will require that you agree to the rules before you go through, especially the haunted areas, that you stay on the paths, that you follow those rules. There's no roughhousing, that kind of thing. So we will require you to agree to the rules before we send you through. But otherwise, it is free and open to the public.
And when you say open to the public, we really mean everybody, because maybe this is fitting with the ODC, but we don't see this often enough, where you guys are all-inclusive, it's wheelchair accessible.
Yep, so we will have, we did this last year, and we are going to do it better this year, always trying to figure out ways to do it better, but all-inclusive for wheelchair accessibility. We will fast track those, anybody in a wheelchair. We had people on crutches last year, just with some physical limitations. We will fast track you through, so you're not standing in line for an hour, hour and a half, and get you through. And then we make sure all of the paths are wide enough and everything is accessible for those people. And it's special because most haunted houses don't allow for that accessibility, and we want to make sure that everybody can enjoy the spirit of Halloween.
It's another added cool part of this event. This is for the whole family. Even going to have a food truck down there for the event?
Yeah, we had a number of food trucks reach out to us.
Cool.
They were excited to partner with us. So Wisco Grill will be there, Rocky Rococo's Pizza, and then Trippy Treats. That will be in our horseshoe. And then we have partnered with Premier Rental to use their parking lot again. And they, of course, the food truck lot over there, they have been great. And they will also have some over there as well.
And Lisa, you guys are putting this on, these events, the community, free community exchange, the Haunted Warehouse, to thank the community, to show the community how much you guys appreciate it. But I hope the audience knows that this is our chance to show you guys as well how much we appreciate you by showing up to these events on our social media pages, sharing these events, making sure that other people see them, and making sure that they are well attended.
Right. And again, I will throw that out there. It's a little scary not knowing what to expect. You want to do things and serve the public right. So it's a little scary when you just don't know what to expect, but we really want to do a good job for everybody and have them show up and enjoy it.
And it really shows. Mm-hmm. It really shows that you guys do that. Certainly as we're wrapping up here, got about a minute or so left, items that are needed, whether as we touched on items that were needed for the Haunted Warehouse, but certainly could always use things for other projects as well over at the ODC. So want to make sure, is there anything noteworthy or really at the top of mind that we could use over at the the ODC that our community can help with or anything?
If you watch our Facebook page, we will always put notices out there. So that's a really good place to interact with ODC.
Keep in mind, there's always Ink Splash and Milkweed Market and so many other great things going on over at the ODC. I'll be at Milkweed Market soon. My mother has a birthday at the end of the month. That is the only place I can get her birthday items.
Unique
I almost
stuff.
Have to show her a receipt. Yep. Like, did you get it from Milkweed Market? Because she wants it from there. So I'll be over there real soon, and I'll meet you all there. Lisa, if people have follow-up questions, want to know more about some of the things we talked about today, how can they get a hold of you?
I would suggest shooting me an email. It's LROUSE at ODCINC.com.
The Free Community Exchange at the ODC in Wisconsin Rapids takes place at 1191 Huntington Avenue. This is open to the public. All are welcome. Come by and shop for clothes and home decor items for free September 26th from 9 to 6 and September 27th from 9 to noon. And of course, keep in mind that the Haunted Warehouse is coming up in October. We'll talk about that as we get closer to it. And we have the ODC in again real soon. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you, everybody. It'll be right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation Area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our Assembly Speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the Assembly Speaker and Robin Voss is the Minority Leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll talk more about the American Stability Act, the transformational legislation that will protect and raise up the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches, it's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first, the Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
They're eating the pets.
J.D. Vance has said on the air that he admitted it was all a lie. Pat Kreitlow, words have consequences.
Of course they do. When we're talking about the incendiary remarks about immigrants, we're not talking about the fact that it was Donald Trump and Donald Trump alone who killed the bipartisan border security and immigration reform bill.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
CBS News.